In this bulletin, restrictions ease across four Australian states today. Extra police on the streets of New York as the United States braces for more riots. And two SpaceX astronauts arrive at the International Space Station. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunil Awasthi. Residents in New South Wales will enjoy new freedoms from today as restrictions are eased across the state. Under the changes, beauty salons, galleries, libraries and places of worship will reopen, and pubs and restaurants can host up to 50 people. The director of the Casula Powerhouse Arts Centre in Western Sydney, Craig Donarski, is welcoming the reopening.
Even though it's great doing things online, there's nothing quite like experiencing art and the arts in real life, because we still can't open the theatre yet, we can't do live music yet, we can't do so many of the things that we normally do here, because here we're a multi-art centre, but we can at least open the galleries and we can at least welcome a decent crowd back into the restaurant.
Strict social distancing measures, however, must be maintained, with venues warned police will be monitoring the situation closely. Pubs in South Australia will today reopen as the state moves to the second stage of COVID-19 restrictions. Venues will be able to have a total of up to 80 patrons, however, only if people can be contained in groups of 20 in different rooms or areas. Premier Stephen Marshall says he is happy South Australians will again be able to enjoy a quick drink after work, with alcohol allowed to be served to seated customers as part of the new measures. Deputy Chief Health Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth has reiterated the effectiveness of Australia's COVID-19 response. Australia has been using what is called a suppression response strategy, which allows for low-level transmission of the virus. Dr. Coatsworth says this means the government is able to balance the socio-economic benefits of lifting restrictions with the public health risk.
As you see state and territory health departments and the Commonwealth talk about lifting restrictions, remember that statement, that it is all about a balance between the socio-economic benefit of lifting restrictions, which is significant, but we're always looking at what that public health risk might be. We're taking a deliberately safe and cautious approach, and most importantly, we're taking the time to gather the data over the coming weeks to determine whether it's safe to move to the next round of lifting restrictions.
200 extra United States police will be on the streets of New York as the city braces for more riots. The city and many others across the US has been shaken by 3 days of protests, many of which have turned violent. The demonstrations were sparked by the death of black man George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis. All four officers involved in the arrest of Mr. Floyd have been fired. However, only Derek Chauvin, the officer who knelt on Mr. Floyd's neck for 9 minutes, has been charged. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo expressed his own anger over the death, but says violent protesting isn't the solution.
The real issue is the continuing racism in this country. And it is chronic, and it is endemic, and it is institutional. And it speaks to a collective hypocrisy. We're very good in this country at telling other people how they should live their lives and how they should act, how we preach a high standard, but we still discriminate on the basis of color of skin.
And the brother of George Floyd is calling for all four police officers involved in his death to be charged with first-degree murder. Philianese Floyd told MSNBC the charges against officer Derek Chauvin need to be upgraded, and the three other officers also need to be prosecuted.
They didn't care about what they wanted to do with my brother. He wasn't a person to them. He was scum. He was nothing. And I can imagine how many people they did like that. I don't need them on the streets to kill anybody else. I'm hurt. My family is hurt. His kids are hurt. They will grow up without a father. Everybody is crying and in pain right now. So if they can do anything, please arrest those other officers and give them murder one.
Derek Chauvin will face court in the U.S. today. The two United States test pilots on board the SpaceX Dragon capsule have arrived at the International Space Station. The capsule, carrying Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken, docked on Sunday evening without any assistance. It's the first time in nearly 20 years a privately built and owned spacecraft carrying astronauts has docked at the lab. Speaking shortly after docking, Mr. Hurley says they're very proud to have been involved in the mission.
It's obviously been our honour to be just a small part of this. We have to give credit to SpaceX, the Commercial Crew Program, and of course NASA. It's great to get the United States back in the crewed launch business, and we're just really glad to be on board this magnificent complex.
And now look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and a top of 21 degrees. Adelaide, showers easing and a top of 14 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two and 14. Hobart, mostly sunny and 14. Canberra, showers developing and 13. Wollongong, a possible shower and 21. Sydney, a possible shower and a top of 22 degrees. Newcastle, a shower or two and 22 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny and 26. Cairns, a possible shower and 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.